أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لن ينفعكم الفرار إن فررت من الموت أو القتل وإذا لا تمتعون إلا قليلا. In the previous ayats, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained that how the munafiqeen had closed themselves up, the Jews who had promised to support the Muslims in case of an attack on Medina Sharif, but they closed themselves up in their fort. How the munafiqeen had made various excuses to get away from jihad and fighting in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in this ayat Allah explains that even if you go and lock yourselves up in your castles, in your rooms, in your houses, Maut will still get you on its time. Nobody can escape Maut, no matter where you are. In another ayat, Allah says, وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. If you are in very, very strong towers, you have closed yourself up in a steel cell, still Maut will find you on its time. قُلْ لَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْفِرَارِ. To keh kuch kaam na aayega tumhara ye bhaagna. Your running away from the battlefield is not going to help you in any way. You are cowards and you don't want to die. And you don't want to die for the sake of Islam. Wherever you're going to run, you can hide under your beds. You can go and hide in your safes. Where Maut is written for you, it will come and it will find you there. In farartu min al-maut awil qatl. Agar bhaagoge marne se ya mare jaane se. Whether you are running away from Maut, from death, or whether you are running away from becoming shaheed in the battlefield, wherever you are on your fixed time, Maut will fight, will find you. Wa idha la tumatta'una illa qalila. Or phir bhi phal na paoge magar thore dino. And you won't get anything else but just some living in this world. So the fruit of this world for a little while. This is in the case of the battle also. In the same way, today commonly people are so concerned about saving themselves from death if some serious illness comes, like a heart problem or cancer. What huge amounts of money is spent in order to save ourselves from death. But even if you get cured from that illness of yours, your bypass is done and you get well, you're not going to live forever. Still you're going to die again. Whether you take your chemo and you get better, it doesn't mean you're going to live forever. Death will still find you. More important, we must be worried about our iman and what our life will be in the qabr. But we don't worry about that. We are more worried about our physical health. It isn't haram. It is quite in order that we worry. And neither is it farad to take treatment of any physical ailment. But for that, we go how much out of our way. But for our spiritual illnesses, that we are not worried at all. Our iman is weak. And we have got so much of spiritual illnesses. Anger we have got. Our eyes are not under control. Our namazes are not in order. How many people are not making namaz? Those of us who are making, what is our concentration and devotion in namaz? But we don't worry about that at all. That is what should be more worried about. قُلْ مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَعْصِمُكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. To keh, kaun hai ke tumko bachaye Allah se. Ask these people who are running away from death, who is it that can save you from Allah? Nobody. You are going to return to Allah and you will have to account for everything. For all the favors Allah had given to you, you will have to account for everything. And the audit by Allah will be more severe than any audit which any auditor can do in this world. If we are go under forensic testing, our books, our papers, and how each small point is picked up, much more greater than that will it be by Allah Ta'ala. In arada bikum su'an aw arada bikum rahma. Agar chahe tum par burai ya chahe tum par meherbani. If Allah desires bad for you and you are, He takes you to tasks and He punishes you, who will be able to save you? There is absolutely nobody. So worry about that much more. Or that Allah Ta'ala showers His mercy upon you. Seek those things, those amal, those actions by which Allah's mercy comes on a person. person. But see that your namaz, every all your ibadat is in order. See that you have humility in you. See that you have thankfulness in you. By these qualities, Allah's mercy comes on a person. So that is what a person should be concerned and must be worried about. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا اور نہ پائیں گے اپنے واسطے اللہ کے سوا کوئی حمایتی اور نہ مددگار. And nobody will find anyone besides Allah as a friend or as a helper. Only Allah is your friend. Don't trust upon your money. Don't trust upon your houses. Don't trust wherever you are living. That we are living in South Africa, no earthquakes can come here. No tornadoes can come here. That's not the case. Anywhere, anything can happen. Don't think that we are safe and that nothing can happen to us. That no ethnic violence can happen. It can erupt and take place. And what is happening around in the world can happen here also. And only Allah is your helper. And only Allah is your friend. So don't break your friendship with Allah. Make Allah happy. Obey His commandments. He is the only one that can help you. How much of deen in its true reality is in a person's life, so much Allah's help will be with a person. But if a person breaks the laws of Allah and he goes against Allah Ta'ala, whatever is happening in the world can happen anywhere else also. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has given us great teachings that we should not be afraid of death. We must be ready for death. And for that, our iman and our amal must be correct. And we cannot run away from any from Allah Ta'ala. We are only going to return to Him. And He is the full controller of all our affairs. And He has got full qudrat. Make Him happy. Turn towards Him. Make tawbah istighfar. And seek the help of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.